That's right. The movie review every Friday with the movie mom, Nell Minow. Good morning, Nell. How are you?
I am great. I mean, how could you be anything other than great with a gorgeous new Disney animated movie to talk about?
I hear pretty good things about this.
Yeah, Raya and the Last Dragon is exciting. It is gorgeous to look at it. Watch it on the biggest screen you can find. It is heartwarming. It is funny. And I just absolutely loved it. It's one of the best Disney movies in years. So this is about kind of a warrior princess in a kind of fantasy Asia who has to go off in search of the last dragon to try to unite her people. Her country used to be one united country, but now it's been split into five, and everybody's mad at each other, and nobody's talking to each other. Is this beginning to sound familiar?
It is.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the movie, you'll see in the credits, it says, this movie was made by 400 people, each working in their houses. So a little bit of what's going on today kind of permeated the movie. It's got incredible voice talent. Awkwafina, the best voice in a Disney movie since Robin Williams in Aladdin.
Really?
She's just terrific as the Last Dragon. I don't want to spoil any of the surprises. I'll just say that Raya picks up some kind of Fellowship of the Ring type helpers along the way. Each one of them is interesting and fun and funny. She has to steal, you know, I love heist movies, and she has to steal the different pieces of the missing gem, and each one is a different problem in a different situation. I just thought it was fantastic. So you definitely want to see that. That's on Disney Plus. You do have to pay extra for it, but you'll be watching it so many times, it'll definitely be worth it.
The other one that I'm excited about this weekend, I think, is out on Prime Video. Is that right?
That's right. That must be Coming to America, coming with the number two, America.
Yes, I loved number one.
That is the Eddie
one.
Murphy sequel. I have to say, I laughed through the whole movie, but I wasn't proud of myself for it. So if you're a fan of the original Coming to America from 23 years ago, that makes me feel old, with Eddie Murphy as an African prince coming to America looking for a queen, where else? In Queens, New York. Then I think you're going to enjoy this one. There's a lot of callbacks to the original movie, a lot of the actors from the original movie, including James Earl Jones, and of course Arsenio Hall, are back. The different characters that they played in the original movie, they're all back too. They go back to the barbershop. And they've added some new people, Tracy Morgan, Leslie Jones, and even Salt-N-Pepa and En Vogue turn up in this one, Wesley Snipes. So I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, it's an Eddie Murphy movie, meaning there's some trashy humor, there's some crude humor, but it's all in good fun. And I have to say, there are a lot of call-outs to Eddie Murphy's other movies. So I think we've got a new MCU. It's the Murphy Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, no kidding. That's funny. I'm looking forward to that one. I will be watching that one.
All right, Awkwafina shows up again in the SpongeBob movie, SpongeBob Sponge on the Run, where SpongeBob's beloved pet snail Gary has been kidnapped, and he's got to go off with his best friend Patrick. This movie shamelessly has a flashback. Why does it have the flashback to the origin stories of the characters? Because that's a new series that's on the new Paramount streaming channel.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a big infomercial for the new series. But talk about guest stars. Who thought that in a SpongeBob movie you would have Snoop Dogg, Danny Trejo, and playing a tumbleweed named Sage, of course, Keanu Reeves?
That's quite the lineup.
It's quite the lineup. I enjoyed it. Tiffany Haddish is in this one. I enjoyed it very much. That's a good one. And then on Netflix, we've got Moxie, Amy Poehler directed, about girls rebelling against some toxic masculinity in their high school. I thought it was terrific, really well done, important movie for families of middle schoolers and high schoolers to watch together and talk about. And don't forget my show, the Critics' Choice Awards. That's this Sunday. I voted in that one. I'll be watching to see if the movies I voted for get the prize.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Nell.
Bye-bye.